Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I would first like to thank Patrick Bernard for letting us use that beautiful music at the beginning of this show. It's called Radha Govinda, and it's from his album Chakra Celebration. You can find more of his music at patrickbernard.com. Now, I'm so delighted that you've all decided to join us today for this yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour, enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness, and amazing synchronicities, all the while daring for you to become the masterpiece that you are created to be. Now, again, today's fantastic wild card, multidimensional, layered, action-packed lineup, well, let's say a wild card show, of Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, which is planned moment to moment, will definitely spark your creativity, infusing all of your infinite possibilities and magical divine child joy. So let's all be daring and risk living in divine cosmic ecstasy. Well, I'm so glad you guys have decided to join us on today on such an incredible cosmically, I don't even know what to call today, because it is so incredible, the immense amount of lineup of the planets and the equinox and just going through the cosmic convergence. It is a divine dispensation of absolute cosmic and universal proportions. We're still bathing in the amazing energies of the equinox energies, the new moon that's in Libra. And of course, we can't forget the dynamic energy frequency activations of the comet Elenin. Today, you're feeling a rise in your consciousness as we elevate and expand into this ascended master perception and comprehension. So I was thinking about what was I going to do for this show? What's coming up? This is such a divine dispensation day. And a few weeks ago, I received a newsletter from this shining star that we're going to be bringing on in a few moments, and I will be introducing to you, but first wanting to give you a little bit of a background on her. Her name is Kairona Unity Hope, and she is joining us today live from Australia. It is very early in the morning for her, and we are very grateful that she has been able to put time in for us so that she could come onto the show. I look so forward to hearing everything she has to say, as she is working with so many different aspects. I was so taken with her language of light and how she's living the beauty way. I knew she would be the perfect divine soul, especially for today's amazing celestial lineup, the magnificent energies, and someone to really have a really amazing connection and discussion with about astrology. So we invited her on the show, and she said yes. So we're going to also ask her later on today if she would like to transmit her celestial resonance, living light language journey. We're going to unify it, and we're going to begin it with activating the cosmic and earth kundalini portals for all of us to attune into today, and we'll see what other little magical things we have up in store. So before I bring her onto the show, I'd like to give you a little bit of background on her. So her name is Kairona Unity Hope. She leads a unique key for spiritual connection, communication. She's a shining star emanating love, unity, empathy, wisdom, healing, and celestial frequencies wherever she goes. She is a master and ascension frequency healer and teacher with a global client base, a light language channel, a published author, creator of many healing tools, and a mother to a blended family of 6 children aged 2 to 22. Wow, and a wife. Kairona is a channel of divinely beautiful celestial resonance, living light language, whose frequencies, keys, and codes support the ascension of our earth and all who are blessed to experience its deeply moving, healing, and transformational frequencies. She shares timely and free her light language transmissions, as well as spiritual wisdom and guidance, via her blog at www.frequencyhealing.com.au and via her very popular YouTube channel at youtube.com/Kairona Unity Hope. So please check her out. Her most recent gift to humanity, released 3 weeks ago, was an incredible journey to connect with Comet Elenin and commune with her. This has already had well over 3,500 people experiencing and integrating its powerful frequencies. Chirona recently just founded the Celestial Residence Academy of Light, which offers a portal of pure potential through which you can access unique journeys to connect to cosmic consciousness and embody your infinite soul potential. This is at www.celestialresonance.com. Through this site, you can access her incredibly individual divine blueprint ceremonies, her master and ascension frequency healings, or even book her to weave celestial resonance frequencies into your next event, wherever in the world you are located. And last, by no means least, with 6 children aged between 22 to 2, Chirona has a unique experience in relation to pregnancy, parenthood, and the new frequency children with whom she is intimately connected. Her passion for supporting the new children is expressed through her new frequency child blog and program. This is amazing, and you can find this at www.newfrequencychild.com. A fantastic source you'll find here with shared wisdom, experiences, and tools that will help to assist all parents, loved ones, and communities with creating a synergistic and empowering environment with which their new frequency children can maintain their high frequency and light in order to thrive in our very real world. The thread that links all of these activities, of course, is the Celestial Resonance Light Language. This is her greatest gift and her greatest joy. She has worked with the light language as she does both on and off planet as a Sirian emissary to the Galactic Federation of Light in early Lemuria, early and late Atlantis, early Egypt, and has returned to Earth again now to support this incredible evolutionary journey that we are all transversing at this time. Wow, what an introduction. This is incredible, everything that you do. Please allow me to introduce you to Chirona Unity Hope. Welcome, Chirona. Thank you for joining us here on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. It's and thank you, especially at such an early time of the day. Wow.
Yes, it is rather early, and many of the new children around the planet at the moment are very much feeling the huge frequencies coming in and the earth shifting, and my 2-year-old would be one of those. So she was beautiful in waking me up several times last night to help her integrate the frequencies. So if you have a new child out there who's been a little clingy and maybe a little off colour, it's just that they're integrating these amazing frequencies that are coming in and doing a bit of work for the planet at the same time.
Amazing. How do you do it? My God, 6 children. And then keep everything with your light program and the YouTube videos and everything. It's a lot of work, but it's amazing. You must absolutely love what you do, and you're amazingly, obviously, very good at it. But we welcome you so much for that, to make the time to come on the show with us.
Absolutely, my pleasure, especially on a remarkable day like today. I can think of no better way to celebrate these incredible celestial alignments than linking up and unifying with people all over the world to bring through these frequencies and help anchor them in and support the evolutionary journey we're on at the moment. That just gives me so much joy and inspires me. So thank you.
Well, it's amazing. I don't know where to start. I have so many questions I want to ask you, but yet I also want to make sure we have enough time so that you can do this amazing resonance light frequency activation for us. But I do want to ask you about Comet Elenin, if there's anything you would like to, that sticks out in your mind the most at this time that you would like to bring forth about it. Please do so. What is
sure.
it that really connected you to this planet and this comet? And
mm-hmm. Well, my journey with Elenin started probably 6 weeks ago, and I was just getting constant messages through. I do cards every morning, and my cards kept saying study, study for about 4 days in a row. And I was thinking, goodness, what am I meant to be studying? And then I just started hearing the word Elenin in my clairaudient channel, and you know, eventually not being the quickest person, I put one and two together and realized. So I went onto the internet and just searched Comet Allen, and of course all this information started flooding into me, and that's when the journey began. And a lot of that information was quite scary and sensationalistic and quite confusing. So I sort of shut all that down and just started to tune in myself and really feel into that energy and what it meant for the planet. And then I guess a week later I was asked to do a big presentation at Noosa here on the Sunshine Coast of Australia. And as I was driving to that event, I was told as I was driving that we would be connecting to Allenham that day and taking a celestial resonance journey. So I was in the moment very much like, okay, well, I can do this, clearly. And so the connection started happening right then as I was driving the car, and I started communing with her, and I was very surprised that it was a very feminine, very loving, very benevolent energy, because I really didn't have that perception when I was thinking about it too much. And so it was a beautiful surprise.
And of course, what you said, you read on the internet.
And it confirmed very much what I had been experiencing. Her energy is very much here to greatly support us at this time. It's really electromagnetic, really impacting our light body, really activating our DNA light codes, initiating Merkabahs if they need to be initiated, very much pushing us to balance our masculine and feminine energies and go very much deeper into the heart, and also activating our Kundalini. And I know a lot of people have been feeling that shift, and you know, no accidents that she's come along at the cosmic convergence as we're being urged ever so strongly, or I guess in a way pushed, to embody that balance and shift from ego to unity consciousness. So the divinity of it is truly beautiful, and I love it.
Incredible. And then, of course, with today also being the new moon in Libra, and that it is such another interesting lineup of planets, a barrage, actually, I should say, of planets. It's, wow. Being a Capricorn, I've been very much feeling this Pluto-Capricorn square that has been going on for the last 5 months and has just only gone direct. So now, all of a sudden, the energies have completely shifted and I feel more grounded, but I can imagine what everybody else is feeling, too. So with today's amazing energies, too, of balancing, what would you like to add for that? You had some really incredible things to you were mentioning about it earlier, so.
Yeah, just today's alignment, I might, if we have a moment, I might go into a bit more detail on it, because when you look into some of the detail, you really get some good...
Please do so.
That's great. So we know it's an equinox new moon, so it's a new moon that's closest to the equinox, and it's here in Libra, so that relationship building and balance and harmony is there, and we can see, therefore, this powerful equinox energy just pushing through, and with the new moon calling us to embody new thought forms, new ideas, new projects, new beginnings, and supporting them, and very much looking at new beginnings and new ways of being in relationship with ourselves and with others. So that energy is so beautifully supporting this shift into unity consciousness and helping us to anchor that in. And, you know, it went actually direct this morning, 7:09 Eastern, in your part of the world. It directly conjuncted with the sun and aligned with the supergalactic center. Can you imagine that?
So, well, that explains why my soul
very perfect balance in Libra, the place of balance, and pulling on that divine love pouring through from the supergalactic center, just magnifying those energies like a laser beam upon us. And that's not even all. It just keeps going from there, because, as you said, there's a lineup of planets closely conjunct to the sun and the moon today. We have Mercury just within 1 degree, Venus and Saturn also sitting there very closely. And adding the spice to that, again, is we have Uranus in opposition to that, so the Great Awakener just pouring those electromagnetic frequencies into this lineup there in Libra, and Pluto squaring that. So Pluto, that mix is really asking us to tune in and to receive messages that illuminate where we may be stuck or hanging on to any old forms in our life, and supporting us to receive messages about how we can be in greater consciousness and equal partnership with life. And if necessary, it will absolutely, without a doubt, bring with it some breaking down in order to reconstruct in alignment with the new energies that are now coming in. So there's an amazing lineup there of planets in alignment with that supergalactic center, and then beautifully dances in Comet Allen, and it's like this transcendental and transformational overtone to this incredible celestial frequency that I can hear and feel, and I'm sure others can as well. And she moves into position directly between the Sun and the Earth today, and she's sitting in the magnetic field there, all that electromagnetic energy that she has, sitting in the electromagnetic field between the Sun and the Earth as we align with that supergalactic center. So you can imagine there's this like super wave of cosmic particles and love really directed upon us very intensely at this time. And people may well have been feeling like every cell in their body is vibrating, perhaps over the last week or so, or I know I've had extreme dizzy spells come in as that real polarity shift and a real activation of the new Earth ley lines has been triggered within the planet, and everything sort of lining up with that. It's been quite physically challenging at times, but yet so overwhelmingly joyful and exciting.
I couldn't agree with you more. Has you been feeling such cosmic bliss, but yet at the same time thinking, my gosh, what is going on?
That's right.
Wow.
And well, I wonder what it would be like to be not aware of the evolutionary process going on the Earth at the moment and not aware of the divine hand behind that. It must be a little bit scary if you are not aware of these things. And so I feel this call that we're all being called to unify, but we're also being called to be the change we want to see in the world, and we're also being called to stand up and speak to people about our experiences and what we perceive is going on, to support them to connect consciously and make a shift. You know, it is through us that we make
that. Absolutely. And what a perfect time also for us to work through with Ho'oponopono, where we're also embracing and taking on our environments, everything that is reflecting to us in our environments and the people that we're meeting as well, to help clear them as well as us, and trying to stay in that centered space so that you know you're helping collectively with the unified field. It's such an amazing barrage. It's such an incredible thing. Divine dispensation. And I'm thinking with that, we really should get started on an activation. And again, we're joined by Chirona Unity Hope from www.frequencyhealing.com.au. And let us begin with an activation. We're so excited to have you do this. And
absolutely.
We'll start in by calling in or getting everybody into a receptive position, and I will get us ready and get us into that centered space, and then we'll be turning it over to you so that you can just bring forth what you feel is at the highest benefit at this time and what resonates the most. Remember, everybody, we're moment to moment, so this is history in the making. So taking a deep breath, let us begin. Closing your eyes, we will be playing Patrick Bernard's Om in the background to help with anchoring all these new frequencies into our beautiful homoluminescent bodies and into the Earth, the Mother Earth. So as you get into a comfortable receiving position, closing your eyes and taking a deep breath, as you take a deep breath and inhale through the nose, We ask for all the ladies that are listening to this at this time to bring your focus and awareness to your second chakra, which is at your navel, and for the gentlemen to bring their focus and awareness to their root chakra, which is at the base of their spine. Visualizing a tube of light, the width of your body, any color that you choose, see it flowing in to the center of the earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We call upon the entire inner plane hierarchy of planetary and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels, the Elohim, the Hathors, and the celestial realms. We also call forth at this time the Mahatma energies to come and blend and fuse with ours, Melchizedek and Metatron. And we will first ask right now for our own ascended master lineage and everyone that you personally acknowledge, requesting that all personal glamour, illusion, and maya be vacuumed up from the aura of our four lower bodies. We also now request the celestial realms and all the hierarchies to vacuum up the mass consciousness of glamour, maya, and illusion that is affecting the planet as a whole. Feeling yourself becoming even more relaxed and more aligned, we now call forth from the Lords of Arcturus and the Arcturians a golden cylinder of light to envelop within its cleansing and purifying radiance so that it may also lift from within our personal auric fields any negative debris, negative elementals and thought forms, emotional currents, or misqualified energy of any kind, removing it from our four lower bodies. We also ask for the platinum nets to anchor and sweep through our four body vehicles, giving us a very beautiful clearing in preparation for the light frequency resonance. As you take a deep breath and inhale, bringing your awareness and your focus to your heart chakra, we invite the Sirian Archangelic Leagues of Light and the Palladian Emissaries of Light to encircle everyone listening at this time and later in transmissions in a sacred geometry chamber of light, infusing you to the highest degree possible at this time with the energies of divine love and the sacred geometries that are appropriate to your resonance at this time. And on the outer core of this sacred geometry chamber, we also invite all of the cosmic realms, the celestial and spiritual hierarchies, the divine couples of the 13 rays, to all encircle you in a divine love configuration chamber of light. Feel your skin begin to tingle. With the new sensations of divine love, reminding you that you were born from love and that you've always been loved. as we ask for you to soul travel at this time up to the Ascension Seat in Helios and Vista in the solar core, helping to accelerate your atomic structure to the degree that is appropriate at this time, and filling you with light. Feel all of your glands, your tissues, and your organs filling up and expanding with this energy of divine love. As you now breathe in and inhale, all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this last day. Feel yourself healing and sealing all the wounds in all directions of time, space, parallel universes, all cause, core, record, effect, any memories that are hidden or unknown, being completely filled, healed, and sealed with divine love. As you now breathe in and inhale all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this last month, feel yourself elevating, experiencing your vastness, elevating your consciousness. As you feel the divine energies of divine love pouring through you, as we ask for you now to take a deep breath and inhale all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this last year. Feel yourself entering into a space of peace, tranquility, and serenity. As we ask you now all to take another clearing breath and bring your frequency and awareness to your heart chakra, recognizing that your heart is a stargate. As we now invite Chirona and the light language transmission to take you and activate you.
As we begin this morning, I ask you also to now open your heart and call in all the heart lights of all light workers, planetary spirits, and loved ones and those you know into your heart space, the stargate at your heart, unifying with you in this space. We connect into the unified field that wraps around and through our planet and connects us all with such love. And we offer ourselves also in planetary service this day as we bring through these remarkable frequencies and hold them in love and pour them through into the earth and pass them forward to all those we connect with and are connected with in this moment and this moment forth. Tasahuea Mahasa Siatuea Sa Suha Misuea Tiatua Sa Mahasa Tiua Suea Tea Sa Masuea Asuea Tua Sa Tuduea Masayana Siatu Tutu Ea Saya Tuea Suea Sa Masayana
And it is so. Celestial resonance, be you. And we release the heart light and love in our own time, disconnect our energies from this transmission. Center ourselves in harmony and balance, ensuring that we are firmly grounded into the earth. Thank you.
And taking a deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. we call to your mighty I Am presence to spin your Merkaba, spinning your inner Merkaba to the right and your outer Merkaba to the left, to stabilize, solidify all energies that we've called forth and anchored. We also ask at this time and request to transfer all the healing energies to the Earth Mother, as well as to all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. We also invoke Archangel Sandalphon to help us with the cosmic grounding. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling, bring your awareness and your focus back to, ladies, your second chakra, and gentlemen, your first, releasing all the energies. And the cords that were there present, sending down a new cord, choosing any color that you wish, connecting you back in with the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We also ask for the greater flame and the lesser flame to blend and fuse the energies, as we ask for all key codes, sacred geometries, and fire letters to be anchored, as well as all light packets of information from the treasuries of light, the tablets of light, the Torah, the cosmic Ten Commandments, the Elohim scriptures, the cosmic book of knowledge, the golden book of Melchizedek and Metatron scriptures, into your third eye, and feel it flowing through now as it has blended with your pineal and pituitary gland, activating it to the full resonance that you can take at this time, and feel it now flowing back into the center of the earth. As you begin to wiggle now your toes and your fingers, stretching your body, and awakening yourself, bringing you back into the eternal now. And when you feel it is that right time for you, open your eyes. Kairuna, thank you so much for that beautiful, magnificent activation and transmission.
Iona.
The singing was beautiful. And to hear it sung in ancient Egyptian, it was just spellblinding. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Whoa.
I don't have much to say either.
Yeah. We've got to give everyone a few minutes here to collect themselves. Yeah, that's usually what happens. We're all drunk on cosmic energies here. So I must ask you, what was that one defining moment or that space and time where you knew this was what you were meant to do? What led you to where you are now? What was that moment?
The moment that led to my light language anchoring in was a moment I actually set eyes upon and put my hands upon a crystal wand, a very large crystal wand that is my channeling wand. And the moment I put my hands on it, it just anchored in. And I was at a spiritual festival and people around me were walking up and going, "Oh my God, there's blue flames pouring from your mouth. What's going on?" And that's the defining moment that the language anchored in. I didn't actually understand what it was or what was going on at the time, but obviously a journey ensued thereafter very quickly, and within a very short time I'd released my first album, light language album called I Reconnect the Light that is me. And it took on a lot. It continues to evolve all the time, and I learn more and more as I reconnect more and more to the wholeness of myself, what I am to do with it and how I am to work with it. But I feel we're pretty close to completion of that journey.
Incredible. And you also doing the individual divine blueprint ceremonies with the Mastery and Ascension Frequency Healing. Tell us a little bit more about this.
The Divine Blueprint Ceremonies are something I'm very, very passionate about, and they're having an enormous impact with people all around the world that are connecting with me to have them. And basically, last year I went on a very long educational journey with Master Thoth and Lord Melchizedek, reconnecting me to an ancient Egyptian star temple that I worked in for a very long time using this technology, and they just reactivated it in me and showed me how to work with it. And basically I get people's natal chart or their astrological chart, and that is a blueprint of the energy of the cosmos that is held within their DNA and like a roadmap for their life and their destiny and purpose and all those things. And what I am doing in this is I'm gritting it up, connecting into that star temple, bringing through light language and ceremony, which is all recorded. And this helps people to ensure that their divine blueprint was anchored properly or is anchored properly, because at the moment of birth, for many of us, particularly us star beings and beings of light, it was a little traumatic and we didn't anchor out at the energy of our divine blueprint into the crystal ley lines of the earth, and that can create a bit of challenge in your life or a bit of confusion and inability to move with the flow of your destiny and purpose. So the first thing we do is ensure that that's anchored as a part of that ceremony, and then basically what we're doing is rather like cleaning the communication lines, changing it from an old telephone line to a fiber optic cable between each cell of your being, that planet within you and that planet in the sky, and assuring that the communication channels are really clear. So as the planets move around, the celestial flow moves around your energetic makeup, you're ensuring that you're getting the frequencies, the keys and codes that you need to support your evolutionary journey in line with your destiny and purpose and the flow that you chose for yourself at the moment of your birth. And it creates more ease and flow in your life and speed of evolution, and minimizes challenges, I guess, with those alignments. And it's a tool, so it's like your soul song, and a tool that you work with for the rest of your life whenever you're guided. Like today's full moon activation, I'll be getting out my divine blueprints, and I know many people around the world will be getting out theirs and re-sitting through that ceremony. And it will be different every time because the planets in the sky are in a different position every time, and you're connecting to different portals and different frequencies in line with your evolutionary growth. So that's what that is. And the Mastery and Ascension Frequency Healing sessions I run are in the moment, very go with the flow, bringing in whatever healing energies are coming through at the time, but they're very much about supporting more physically, emotionally and spiritually in the now, supporting you to move with grace and ease, clearing anything physically that's coming up, emotionally that's coming up, clearing karma, clearing blocks, clearing patterning, clearing DNA wounding, all those sorts of things, and bringing in that light and alignment. And they have light language very much within each session. With each session you get a light language transmission that you work with for the coming weeks or as long as guided to support the integration of those energies. And yeah, I know you understand because we are very similar. It's hard to put human words onto all the technology that goes in behind these things, but that's an overview.
It's really incredible. And for those of you listening who would be very interested in signing up or to book an appointment for this, please visit Chirona at www.frequencyhealing.com.au. It sounds amazing. There's just so many things that you do, and I definitely want to also just ask you to just give us a little bit, too, on the New Frequency Child blog and program that you have as well, too, for those who are expecting their first child and who are in the midst of experiencing all these frequency shifts with their children as well, too.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's a project very dear to my heart. It obviously birthed a couple of years ago when at 41 I was blessed to have a new child enter our lives, and she was so different to the older children that we have had, and obviously that was, she's obviously a new child. We have a 12-year-old who's definitely a crystal child as well. Mm-hmm. And so much learning came with that journey. It was absolutely incredible. And from very early on, I was made quite aware by her, as when she was in my stomach and even before she entered my body, that I was to pass on this wisdom that was coming through. So I honored that process, and New Frequency Child was born. And what I aim to do with the site is to really keep it real. You know, parenthood is a real life activity with its challenges, and we all have our stuff come up, and I don't want to be perceived or ever make someone feel inadequate. It's about really connecting to our divine right to parent and parent well, and these children chose us, so we have the gift within us to be able to support them. And I try to offer a lot of what I've dealt. When challenges come up in my life with my new child, and this is a new one, I haven't come across this before, and sometimes I feel completely like I've never had children, you know, because she will bring that out, is so unique. I then need to reach into my toolbox and come up with what will work with this situation, and I immediately try and share that on to other parents around the world, and there's thousands of people going to that site every month and being greatly supported by that now, which is just wonderful. And any information I come across along the way that I really resonate with and that I think will support parents, that because it supported me, I pass that on through there as well. I also offer healing services specific to the new children, and they really have been working so powerfully in recent months with all the energies going on. It's been creating a few challenges for parents, and I've had quite a lot of them tuning in. I did a healing on a girl in Paris last week, and from all over the world, and incredible how quickly the children shift. It's so much easier than working with adults. It shifts really quickly as a general rule, and they're really aware of the healing that it's taking place. They communicate very clearly no matter where they are in the world, and it's a humbling and exciting adventure to share that wisdom and share my daily experiences. To a certain extent, it's a little way that I process. I can talk to the world about what I'm trying to deal with today emotionally as a mother. And you know, people resonate with that and learn just from my everyday human experiences and reaction to things as well.
Well, this is really incredible, because I know so many people that have been looking for somebody who is able to facilitate this, so this is really incredible. Again, we've been joined by and have enjoyed being with Kai Rona Unity Hope, who's been with us live from Australia in the early morning hours. Thank you so much. And you can visit her website at www.frequencyhealing.com.au. And Kairona, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart so much for being on the show and for doing that incredible transmission for all of our listeners. It was just absolutely beautiful, and for joining us on such a fantastically divine dispensation, celestial, cosmic party. I don't know how else to put it into words.
That was good.
We want to be as descriptive as possible. And thank you for all that you do, for all the light workers, and for all the everyone who's seeking and searching. And you know, please stop by her website at www.frequencyhealing.com.au. And again, thank you so much from my heart to your heart. Thank you, Kairona. And We hope we can have you back sometime in the near future. And
I would be overjoyed to join with you again.
Thank you so much. And
I feel like I have met a soul sister.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I feel that too. It's so amazing how we're connecting with everybody from all around the world, and it's such a blessing, and thank you. And is there any upcoming events you'd like to maybe let our listeners know about, the one that's coming up in the next week or two that they might be interested in, or anyone who's in Australia?
I would not particularly. I have, to a certain extent, stepped down to really focus on this final move towards the end of the Mayan calendar and supporting myself, my family, and the whole planet to make this journey with grace and ease and glory. So
I completely understand.
There's nothing much more important, and so that's my focus. But my YouTube channel, I'm always putting up channels on there to support people. Of course, if anyone's struggling, they can connect with me for one-on-one support. I would urge people, if they're interested, to go and connect with that Comet Allenan transmission that's currently on my YouTube channel and on my frequencyhealing.com.au page. The frequencies in there will really support them to very deeply work with this amazing energy over the it's directing this next 3 days, but it's got key alignments all the way through October the 6th when we pass through its tail and it's closest to the Earth. So, yeah, I really encourage people to journey with all those things, and when I do begin new events, I'll be putting them up on the website.
Oh, fantastic. So once again, you can visit her at www.frequencyhealing.com.au. Thank you again so much. Namaste. And
namaste.
For upcoming events, we have our next show, which I think is a dress rehearsal, because you got to listen to this date. It's October 11th, 2011. So when you look at the numbers, it's 10-11-11. So maybe it's the prelude or the preview to the blissful 11-11-11. So please join us for our next show. And following that week, I will be at the Delicious Food Show in Toronto at the Better Living Center from October 20th to the 23rd. And you can check that out at www.deliciousfoodshow.com for those of you in the Toronto, Ontario area. Would love to see you. Come down. We're going to have an incredible Marrakesh Moroccan setup with tea leaves, and I'm very much looking forward to this show. So with many blessings to all of you, thank you all so much for joining us today. We're wishing you all magical days and nights. We can't forget the nights, full of cosmic ecstasy. Infinite blessings to you all. Aloha.